This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch two satellites from its spaceport in Sriharikota tonight to demonstrate docking and undocking of spacecraft in orbit. Its reliable warhorse launching vehicle PSLV-C60 will place two satellites, SDX-01 and SDX-02, in a 476-kilometer circular orbit and attempt the space docking experiment. Our correspondent reports, the mission is essential for India's space ambitions such as Indian on Moon, sample return from the Moon and building and operation of proposed Bharatiya Antariksh Station. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Ms. Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the fifth pre-budget consultation meeting with industry representatives in New Delhi in view of the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26. The meeting was also attended by secretaries of several departments, including the Finance Department, Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, Department of Economic Affairs, Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and Chief Economic Advisor to the Union Government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. He will attend the annual function of the Srimad Raj Chandra Ashram at Sri Dharampur Tirth in Asara, during which he will participate in Mahamastakabhishek ceremony at Raj Sabhagraha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day official visit to Qatar from today. During the visit, he will meet the Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Rasim Al Thani. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said the visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations as well as the regional and international issues of mutual interest. India has crossed an extraordinary milestone as its foreign exchange reserves have surged past $700 billion, placing the nation at the fourth position globally. Over the last decade, the total foreign direct investment inflows were around over $709 billion. Our correspondent reports that India has jumped from 71st in 2014 to 39th in 2018 on the Global Competitiveness Index, highlighting advancements in infrastructure, market size and innovation. In Punjab, 30 bonded labourers have been rescued by joint teams of Punjab and Bihar police, along with members of an NGO, Bachpan Bachao Andolan. These include three minor girls and seven women. The victims were forced into bonded labour in a Kapurthala-based potato farm for long hours on meagre emoluments. They were also allegedly mistreated by the contractor. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh today. Cold wave conditions in these regions will continue till tomorrow. IMD senior scientist Dr. Shoma Sen Roy said dense fog conditions are likely to prevail over northwest India today. She also added that heavy rainfall is expected over coastal Tamil Nadu today. There will be a fall of 4 to 6 degrees in the minimum temperature in Uttar Pradesh in the next 5 days. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Rajasthan are likely to witness fall in the minimum temperatures by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 3 days. The Met Department further informed that there will be no significant change in minimum temperature over the central and eastern parts of the country today, but these regions can experience a fall of 3 to 4 degrees Celsius during the subsequent 3 days. The minimum temperature in Maharashtra can decrease by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius in the coming 5 days. In cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. India were all out for 155 in their second innings on the final day today, while chasing a target of 340 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal scored the highest 84 runs for India. For Australia, Pat Cummins and Scott Boland took 3 wickets each. Earlier, Australia were bundled out for 234 runs after resuming their second innings at the overnight score of 228 for 9 this morning. In Santosh Trophy football, West Bengal knocked out the defending champion Services by 4-2 in the semi-final at the GMC Balayogi Stadium in Hyderabad last night. This is Bengal's 47th entry into the final, while it won the trophy a record 32 times. It will take on Kerala in the final at Hyderabad tomorrow. Kerala defeated Manipur 5-1 in the other semi-final yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.